Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Try it again. I think we're live now, and welcome everybody tonight
We have an awesome show lined up. Dr. Alali is traveling, but she is with us. And we have a special guest, Sue, and we have our Canadian family and those of us in South Carolina and everybody else that's on the call tonight. We welcome you, and we pray that you'll have a safe holiday season. And we put out our disclaimer that this show is for educational purpose only, not meant to treat, cure, or diagnose any disease, but whatever information you can gather to help your family and yourself, please feel free to use that knowledge to bring health and wellness to your life. Dr. Alali, are you with us?
I am here.
Thank you, Ida.
It's always wonderful to come to this Tuesday night broadcast because we have such a fantastic team of advocates nationwide that are sacrificing to bring health and wellness to their communities and certainly to increase the awareness of the environmental factors and how they are creating illnesses across our nation. This program is about talking those discussions that are going on nationwide, and we devote this hour to speaking specifically about seizures. Seizure Talk Radio, because if you got the email blast tonight, you know that the statistics are alarming. They're saying that our future has 1 in 26 people, adults and children combined, living in America that will have a seizure disorder. And this is Christmas time, a time where we celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, and certainly a time where we celebrate the evolution of grace, the time when we extend our hearts to be concerned about our neighbors and those less fortunate, and we focus on their needs. This is certainly the season when everybody has the opportunity to be an angel. The Apostle Paul in the Bible said, and we should act like angels and talk like God. And I always was fascinated by that conversation that he transcribed in one of his epistles. And there are real angels living among us. You yourself can become an angel and be concerned about your family members and your neighbors in terms of how can you help them have better health and quality of life. And I have a special guest on the line with us tonight, and I'm going to call her Angel Sue because she is truly an angel, and she has the unique blessing of having been with me from the very beginning of this movement, from the very beginning of my labor with the environment. She was good friends with my friend Barbara Fleming in Chicago, who was a naturopathic practitioner. She was a master's prepared school teacher. And my phone rang one evening about 8 o'clock, and Barbara was on the phone sharing with me that she had read my testimony about breast cancer on the Internet. She shared also that she had breast cancer and that 40 people in her parish were suffering from breast cancer. And when she brought me to Chicago to launch our nanotechnology there, she introduced me to this angel named Sue. Sue is actually known in the Chicago area as the Angel Lady. And she's known as the Angel Lady because when she prays, angels appear to help people and to help them resolve whatever conflict they are in. And so she has been on radio, been on TV, ABC News. She's an award winner in so many of her literary works. She has a book out called The Angel First Aid that is internationally renowned and is published now, I believe, in a couple of languages, or it's just about to be published in a couple of languages. But it's certainly gone through multiple prints as people have found her wisdom to ignite their faith. And she is special to me because she was in Chicago when and heard all of these testimonies about people getting resolved from their electromagnetic hypersensitivity. And then I met her, and she told me about this little girl that was in Cincinnati who was her goddaughter. And that little girl's name happens to be Morgan. And she said, Dr. Lally, I believe that what you have, your technology might be able to help Morgan. At the time, it was just an electrical safety device. We had no inkling of what it could do to stabilize health, promote health, or any such notion. But I promised her on my way back to Ohio, I would stop in Cincinnati to see her goddaughter. And when the miracles began to arise, it was a time of celebration for both of us. And so I'm going to let her tell the story from her perspective of how, you know, the evolution of grace, the evolution of a miracle, because she cared enough to be concerned about a little girl who could not talk, who could not walk, who could not learn, who had died three times before the age of 3 months. Sue, can you share your story, your testimony with us?
Because I sure will. I just wanted to say also that if anybody wanted to do a little further research on me, the website is theangellady.net, if anybody wants to check me out. Okay. So Morgan was born, and when she was born, she was fairly normal. I mean, there didn't seem to be anything wrong until she was 3 months old. And when she was 3 months old, all of a sudden, she had trouble nursing, and they took her to the doctor, and they rushed her to the hospital because she had an enlarged heart. And they did not know what was causing the enlarged heart, and they were extremely concerned. The doctors even were telling the parents that they would have to have a heart transplant on her, and that her sister wouldn't be able to go to school for a year, and there was just all this going on with her. And then she started having seizures, and it seems that there was some cerebral palsy that came in because she lost enough brain function during oxygen to the brain during one of the seizures, and it was catastrophic. I mean, no one really expected this child to live, and certainly no one expected her to ever be able to walk, ever be able to talk, ever be able to think. I mean, once she started having the seizures, and they were consistent, and they were throughout the whole night, and no matter what we did, no matter how we prayed, no matter what the angels did to help, this child was still having seizures. And then Dr. Lally went down and used some of what we called the flat batteries back then. I don't know if they're still called that. And all of a sudden, things started to get better. And I just saw a video of Morgan not too long ago. I hadn't seen her for a while because she's down there and I'm in Chicago. I hadn't seen her for a while, but I couldn't believe it. It just absolutely does not look, sound, or even feel like the same person. And what you've done, Dr. Lally, to help her, it's just a miracle. It's an absolute miracle.
Well, same way, Sue, because, as I said, we when you shared and asked if we would stop in to see her and then call her parents and told them about me, I didn't know what kind of reception that I would have because, you know, when the whole concept of the indoors making you sick was kind of like a foreign language, people were highly resistant and highly skeptical to even that kind of discussion. But you had convinced them in such a way that what we had was revolutionary and certainly was worth their effort to check, to allow us the opportunity to evaluate their home place the technology in their home and see if that technology would work for them. And so what was their immediate response? Because they were warm and receptive when we got there. They cooperated as we went forth to check Morgan for energy loss and energy gain. And then when we placed the panel in their house and they saw how quickly it biobalanced the energy, it was like, wow. It was almost as if we had some Lego toys that we were playing with, and they were just totally bedazzled, and it was almost as if we all held our breath to see what would be the outcome. And so what was some of their initial response?
Their initial response was just they were flabbergasted. They were excited. I mean, I would keep getting calls and, oh, my gosh, this happened, and she didn't have as many seizures, and I put the flat battery on her this or that, and, like, on her chest, and all of a sudden she opened her eyes, and she, you know, she was very alert, and the excitement when she could talk was just unbelievable when she started talking. So it was a progress, but as the technology got, I don't know if the word is sharper, smarter, you know, as you developed your technology and made it different.
Better,
yeah,
better.
Probably the word better, yeah. As you made it better, she got better too, and I can't tell you how that child developed. I'd also like to tell you and your listeners how my hearing has developed. you put these little things on my glasses not too long ago, and I'm flabbergasted too and thrilled that I'm able to hear as well as I can hear.
Well, you know that this is a real Christmas radio show, because not only are you a eyewitness to the account of Morgan. Her mom has been on the radio show and on conference calls with me and shared this testimony. And then she archived it in the video, which everybody can see at Vimeo.com. You just look up Morgan Speaks and type in the word revolutionary, and that will take you right to her video presentation. And as kind of took us through the memory of her, the evolution of her with flat batteries. It was really Morgan and her family that were the ones that discovered that the flat battery would stop seizures, and the flat battery would help keep her balanced and help keep her energized. And her doctors describe it as, it seemed as if all of a sudden Morgan's body woke up and started going through a natural stance of development. And then fast forward to your testimony and the glee and joy that's in your voice, being ecstatic about the brand new product that's coming forth in January. We are waiting to position it. So, but it's a type of nanobio balancer. We have a brand new one that we're so excited about. And you'll have to keep listening in, because I'm not going to tell you all the details tonight. But just know we're getting ready to change how the world views eyeglasses. And
yes.
I'll give you
I know that.
Into it, I had the occasion to stop by and to have lunch with Sue, and she was straining to hear. And I said, Sue, you know, I have something, and I just want to give you a surprise. I said, can I use your glasses? And she said, yes. So I put the new flat battery that you can't learn about until January on the ends of her glasses. And she put those glasses back on and said, Dr. Lally, why are you talking so loud? I said, well, I knew you were struggling to hear. She said, you don't have to talk so loud. So I had to cut my volume of my voice down. She said, this is revolutionary. I can hear. And I said, well, yes, this particular balancer is designed to block radiation from absorbing in your glasses so you're not conducting static. And I said, and so many people that have been testing it, because we've had it in a beta testing for almost 18 months, are telling me that it increases their hearing. And they said, how can that be? And I said to them, well, you know, when just like if you have a radio and you have your cell phone near your radio, it used to be that that cell phone would create a lot of static noise. Or when the cell phones were near the TVs, the analog TVs, they would create a lot of static noise. I said, well, when any type of telephone, cordless, landline, or a cell phone, you put it up to your ear, it creates a static noise in the acoustic nerve, cranial nerve, which is the nerve that supports your hearing. And we've been studying what is the best position to place it in on the eyeglasses, and we discovered that the best position was at the tip. And when we do it there, it seems to discharge the static in the ear, and it helps to fine-tune hearing. And so Sue, like a security blanket, she held on to her glasses like a security blanket and slept and fell asleep in them.
And you know what I did today? I went out and I called an eye doctor who sells glasses. And I said, can I buy glasses with a clear lens, no prescription, just a clear lens, not a sunglass, but a clear lens. Will you sell me a frame with a clear lens? And they said, sure, if you want to buy one, you can buy one. So I said, okay, because that's my hearing aids. And I went over and I got the lenses. I got the glasses with the clear lenses. And I put some of the little flat batteries on them. And I love it. I can drive now and hear, and I can watch television and hear. This is great.
Well, you know, I am so thrilled that, number one, that, you know, this product is, before it even gets to the world, you, because you're an angel, and because, you know, in Australia, the Aborigines say, when you need help, you can sing, and that help will come. Well, I don't know if you were singing, but it was just so miraculous that I happened to be at Notre Dame University and found out that I was very close to where you were, and we were able to hook up for lunch and for dinner and just reminisce about Morgan, reminisce about all the activities that are going on there in Chicago, and I just really want to give a moment of thanks to Barbara Fleming. Barbara Fleming, as I said, was a school teacher who was the first person to contact me about the needs of the Chicago community. And I shared the story of her with Sue, and she was totally blown away, and with some of Sue's friends. And they did not know that when I met Barbara Fleming, I was in severe pain. I had just developed the first frequency flat battery, and I was in a wheelchair. And I was in constant pain because I didn't know I had a severe mineral depletion. I was severely low in magnesium, potassium, chloride, and I had literally lost 40% of the nerve function in my right leg and about 35% in my left leg, and it was very hard for me to stand up. And Barbara came down for the four-day training, and I said to her, I said, well, you know, I'm going to be traveling to Washington, D.C. in 2 weeks to train some Navy personnel, and I said, you can get it, be in that class. And she said, well, Dr. Lally, the needs are so great in my community. If you can just coach me privately or train me privately, I would appreciate that. And I said, absolutely. If you come down, I'll train you now. And, oh, no, then she said to me, she said, there are 40 women in my parish with breast cancer. And that's why I'm so anxious to have this information, to gain this knowledge, because I believe the environment is causing, is one of the main culprits in causing all of us, we're all in the same community, to have all this breast cancer. And so I agreed to train her, and when she saw how I was struggling to stand and to walk and really had to be dependent upon that wheelchair, and how laborious it was for me to just have mobility. And I came to see her in the snow and ice.
to her hotel. We trained in her hotel. And she said, Dr. Lally, I'm going to help you. And she didn't define what that meant. She went back to Chicago, and about 10 days later, she said, I'm taking you to California to one of the top clinics in the nation with Dr. Barb Marshall because you are severely depleted with minerals. She said, I don't trust my skill, even though I'm a certified practitioner with using his methodology and his herbs. She said, I still don't trust my skills because your need is so great. And she, this little woman that stood probably a good maybe 5 foot five, maybe 140 pounds wet, this little lady flew me to Chicago and then took me by wheelchair. She was pushing me through the security line all up through exiting the airport, getting on the plane and off the plane. And, I mean, she was just rolling me around in that wheelchair like a nurse. And she took me to this clinic. The clinic is $2,000 a day. And when they got finished going over my body and just deciding what I needed and doing all these tests, and, I mean, they did a number of tests on me, then the treatment intervention, the total bill came to $11,000. She was a total stranger. I never met her before. And she and her friends and her parish and her church paid the whole bill. Somebody has a question or a comment? I thought I heard a comment. But anyway, Barbara Fleming had triple gram-negative breast cancer. It's a battle that most women lose in 7 months. And we teamed up, and she said, I'm going to champion this. She lived the longest of any woman I know. I've known her for 7 years. She went home to be with the Lord in the spring. But she fought the fault. She said, I'll fight this breast cancer with you. We were battling breast cancer together. We cried on each other's shoulders. And I was able to, I had a different type of breast cancer. I had black mastitis, which comes from secondary to a radiation burn. And we fought to the very end together. And we shared our knowledge. We shared the struggle. We shared the compassion. And because of Barbara Fleming, I met this Angel Sue. Because of Sue, I got to Angel Morgan. And the miracle of Morgan is that as she began to heal, and her language was not even solid, she took her phonetic babblings and began to babble, Mommy, no, flat battery on foot, flat battery on neck, flat battery on neck. She intuitively was awakened. And she was the one that discovered that the flat battery, the bioharmonizer, the harmonic should be put around the neck. And when her mother finally took her seriously and made a necklace and put it around her neck, she became seizure-free. And I asked them to write that protocol. We went to the Cleveland Clinic and presented it to the doctors up there at the health forum that they had. And Morgan's pediatric neurologist drove back down to Cincinnati to meet with us at the cerebral palsy conference to say, Dr. Light, please take this to clinical trials. I cannot believe how it is helping Morgan to manage her seizures. And the Morgan Lee protocol, I shared it on a television show, and the doctor from Las Vegas that we had on the show 2 weeks ago saw the show, ordered the nanotechnology, and sent it to the intensive care unit out in Las Vegas, where the Morgan Lee protocol saved another child's life, a seven-year-old who was suffering. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're talking about, becoming an angel, caring enough to be concerned about somebody who is suffering. Seizure Talk Radio came out of these testimonies, these mothers, these fathers, these angels, the Angel Sues of the world, who cared enough to be concerned and said, please knock on this door. And from knocking on one little door, a miracle happened. And Morgan has been transformed into an angel. her intuitiveness, her gift from God, the reason why she was born was to be able to feel the vibration of this flat battery. And forgive me if I have to cry because this is overwhelming to me. That a little girl who could not talk, she's 12 years old when she starts talking, and when she started using the technology, by the time she was 9, she was babbling, making phonetic sounds that probably a 1 or 2 year old would make. And in that language, she was able to get a profound revelation that if we could put this nanotechnology in a necklace around the neck, it would stop her seizure. And that became a beacon light of inspiration for us to at least have that hope that Morgan found, that she and her mom found. And that is guiding wellness practitioners. And who would ever think that in the year 2015, 3 years later, that a little girl, a young lady who had been suffering 18 years with a seizure every 25 seconds, having to wear a monitoring apparatus that counted every seizure that equaled over 600 seizures a day, and with modern medicine in the 21st century, they could only get it down to 300 seizures a day. With the best of medicine, with the best of experts, and a practitioner way down in North Carolina would hear about Morgan's testimony, the Morgan Lee Protocol. We would have never had a Morgan Lee Protocol if Angel Sue had not said, "I care and I believe." If Angel Sue had not said, "I'm concerned, can you stop by?" we would have never had the miracle, one of the greatest miracles I've ever seen. All of these children, to me, are great miracles. And the evolution of grace operating in their lives is creating a global movement because someone became an angel. And that's the call tonight. In this season, in one of the most holy seasons in our time, in our year, for us to be able to become more compassionate, become more aware of how we can do for others in doing for our family, not just about an agenda to help our family and goals for our family, but how can we be an angel for someone else? And because of the Morgan Lee Protocol, Tishner in North Carolina heard about the Morgan Lee Protocol and had the faith. It ignited in him faith. And when he called me to say, "Will this technology work for someone with 600 seizures a day that's now at 300 seizures a day?" I said, "I have no idea. I will teach you how to test her, and we'll find out." And wow, a miracle happened. A child suddenly stopped when those technologies were placed in her shoe and around the neck. And so we have an opportunity. We are part of heaven's manifestation in earth as a miracle, as a hope. This journey is not about becoming a distributor or marketing a technology, you know, so you can have an extra dime in your pocket. This movement is about caring enough to save humanity, about lifting, sharing the burden of these parents that are out here. More, I talked to Destiny's mom, and I said, "How did you endure 600 seizures a day?" She said, "Dr. Lally, I prayed every day and I cried every day. I prayed every day, and some days I collapsed under the weight, the stress and the demand and the restlessness and the sleeplessness of wondering if this was the last day I'd ever see my child." I said, "I can imagine. Because sudden death syndrome when a child was having a seizure is a real phenomenon that can happen in the middle of that. Children are most at risk for dying. And that's why when I began to hear the cry of these children and I began to engage their parents and see the burden and the trouble that they had to carry day in and day out and saw the risk that every seizure meant the last second of life they could share with that child. That's when I began to say, I care. That's when I began to bring this form. And I am so grateful for Nathan on the spot. Nathan, you are awesome broadcast journalist. You're an awesome man of God. You're an awesome soldier for righteousness. You're an awesome warrior king who gave me your strength to stand on. And for Ida, who is an archangel, who has the audacity to get on the airplane and come to California just to meet me, to encourage me, to shake my hand. She made me feel like I was really somebody special. Because I'm telling you, if you think getting out here and trying to put a voice on the mic that we have got to change our health care to have inclusive skills for evaluating the environment for risk of injury, if you think it is easy to deal with people trying to discredit you, crush your spirit, attack your family, harass your children. I mean, I'm telling you, it's horrific. Have your labs broken in, have your house broken in, trying to frustrate you. But ladies and gentlemen, I will tell this to the world. My anointing to deal with this subject matter comes from God. I am his hands of mercy to the earth. It is his grace that's flowing through me. It is his heart of compassion that's flowing through me. And to have met an angel like Sue, who advocates and is concerned about the care and welfare of her neighbor. I mean, she is like Mother Earth. The people that she loves on, that she cares for, that she provides, that she helps, that she encourages. She is heavy with favor, and she's heavy with the anointing of encouragement. Has ignited a fire in me, and it's her love for humanity has given me strength to climb. And Morgan on the video says, I love Dr. Alali because she helps me. This little girl, her first words is saying that she loves me because I'm helping her. They said she would never be able to have the cognitive skills to evaluate or assess or put a value or measurement on any function of life. And the miracle gift that she gave me is worth $1 million. To be able to say, you, I value. So it's with that in this season of giving, to be able to give the of hope, to be able to give the gift of encouragement, to be able to give the gift of fortitude. I appreciate every single person that interrupted their busy schedule to be on this call tonight, to listen to Angel Sue. I appreciate every single person that has brought any type of these nanobio balancers or who has had their house retrofitted, who has seeded into our research and into this technology. Because can I tell you that if from the benefits, the donations that we give, that we would have been able to seed over $2,200 in helping Morgan and doing her houses and retrofitting the things that she has needed over these years. Morgan gets her biobalances free, and she has been commissioned as a scientist. We want to hear what she has learned. We listen to what she says because she is anointed. She's anointed to encourage me in the journey. And I hope that from this broadcast tonight, talking about seizures, that everybody can see the future, that if we do not work together, if we don't bring our hope together, if we don't stir the passion, the fire in our soul and encourage one another, we are looking at 1 in 26 people in the United States and probably Canada and all of North America having a seizure disorder, living within the shadow of sudden death. And so, Sue, I'm going to take the time to thank you for being on the line tonight.
Oh, Dr. O'Reilly, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, how I have prayed for you, you know, prayed for someone to help me, someone to help Morgan. I mean, you are an angel to us, and I can't tell you how much I thank you and how much I pray for you, too.
Well, thank you, Sue, so much, and it's so delightful to hear you share And you are just so blessed and special. And that's probably the reason why you are the first person in the world to experience the new forthcoming nanotechnology for eyeglasses that is supporting hearing. And the testimony that you shared with everyone hopefully will ignite a passion for them to be first in line to buy it when it comes to market here in just a few days.
And
we'll
I love them. They're wonderful. My whole life has changed. I can hear. Oh, my God, it's wonderful.
Well, you know, and speaking on that note, we're going into the second part of the radio show talking about the Eco-180 Healthy Smart Home and Healthy Smart Lifestyle. You actually have had a smart house for almost 5 years, and I was totally blown away that when I came to visit you, you had the very first BioShield plate.
Yeah.
And I just want to know how you came to learn about that plate, and what was it about that plate that intrigued you? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen the BioShield plate, when we began, the technology was actually 10 inches by 10 inches. It was not the one-inch square. It took us almost 3 years to be able to develop the fabrication that would hold the energy in a one-inch square. But we started with this big plate to bioharmonize a whole room, a whole house. And Sue has found so many creative ways to work it. And those, your plate is about 6 years old. We engineered them the last 5 years. And so she brought the plate. She said, Doc, you got to test and see if this plate's still working. And I said, absolutely. And we cruised the plate around the neighborhood, and the plate was still working. But just share with us how you got interested in the technology and what experience you have with the BioShield plate.
Well, it changed my life because I'm electro-hypersensitive. And I carry it everywhere. I have actually gone out and bought purses that are big enough so that it can stay flat and stay on. And I take it to restaurants. I take it. It's in my house. It's in my car. It's everywhere with me during those, 5, 6 years that I've had it. I don't know what I would do without it. It stabilizes me. It gives me strength. It makes me a better person, a much stronger person. But Dr. Lally, I'm going to have to get off the line if that's okay. I've got another call.
Well, absolutely. Thank you. I just wanted you to give that little testimony because it goes into the second half.
And I'm very, very happy to do that. I mean, everything that you have done for my house, for my friends, and you know, all my friends have the little flat batteries, and we're going to all have you do the smart houses. So you're a wonderful inventor and a great, angel to us, too. So thank you again.
Well, listen, thank you for your time, and we're going in the second half of our show. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've had a testimony from somebody who's been there from the very beginning. Sue was at the very first, at the launch party in Chicago when we launched the technology in the spring of 2010. She has one of the very first systems of operation, the flat battery plate. We called it the signal plate. And she has the very first one. She probably has one of the first original 10 that was engineered. And it's just so wonderful to see. Barbara Fleming, as I said, she passed in the spring, and a number of her clients and colleagues that she served, her patrons that she served, have contacted me. They're all interested in getting their homes converted to smart houses and interested in the evolution of this technology. And these testimonies of Morgan, this video that you can go watch if you go to the homepage of MeetYourHealth.com, you can see Morgan's video. You can also see it on Vimeo.com. And it's a revolution is starting. I don't know whether to call it Angels in the City or Angels Watching Over the Nation, but definitely the opportunity is there for us to be concerned about our neighbors, care about the welfare that they have. And I've been talking, several of you have been emailing me this week about various activities going on with you. And Rod is on the phone. I tell him, please get on the line tonight. He called me first thing. He said, are we having a show tonight? I said, absolutely. I said, here we are in one of the most holiest weeks of the year, going into Christmas, and my son's birthday is tomorrow. So I want to give a shout-out to him, Khalif. He's celebrating his 28th birthday, to his beautiful daughters and families. I hope to be spending Christmas with them and in route to do that. And it was just 28 years ago that I got a call to work at a nursing assignment, and he came into my life, and this was a gift to me from God. So I thank God for my son. Say happy birthday to Khalif. And from Canada, Rod, are you on the line with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
Absolutely. You got to share with everyone the continuous evolution. Again, the fly battery, the nanotechnologies were not engineered to cure, to prevent disease, to diagnose disease. But what has happened is that they are an electrical safety device. They block static radiation from absorbing in whatever they're placed on. And that is really paramount now. And in that note, I just have to add this little bit in, Rod, before you come on. Hewlett-Packard has now joined Microsoft Office in putting keyboard safety warnings on all their keyboards. And so they, too, are saying that the keyboard is causing serious injuries. So it's not just the Center for Disease Control saying this anymore. It's not just the Bioinitiative report. It's not just the Office of the Surgeon General. Now we have Hewlett-Packard, also We Games from Sony. Sony has placed a health warning label on all Wii games, telling consumers that the Wii games can cause seizures. So we are getting a more responsible community. I want to celebrate and applaud these corporations for having the courage to stand up and to make the consumers aware of the potential source of risk. Because when you're informed and you're educated, you have an opportunity to do something about it. And so they are revealing the problem, and now we have the opportunity to show forth solutions that are measurable and show forth instrumentation that has been, and products that we use to interface for these smart houses that has been certified and classified by Underwriters Laboratory. So, Rod, go ahead and share your testimony.
Well, I can't really share it because I don't have all the details from the lady I spoke to tonight. And I will be speaking to her, you know, over the holidays. But Dr. Lally, it's powerful. It just blows my mind. And every time I talk to her, it's not a long conversation. But, what she says educates me more. And, you know, yes, we talked this morning. What I found out this evening is that her cycle has never been normal. And so, you know, we got to give it a bit more time to see what this technology has done to her actual well-being.
Well, it's interesting that you would say, and, you know, I would like to extend an invitation for her to be on the show because Angel was on the show, and she was speaking of her daughter's seizure management using these nanotechnologies, using the nanos. She had almost a similar testimony, and that is that her daughter was not having the painful cycle, much as what you have been sharing with Francine.
And so it would be interesting for Francine to come on and share her testimony, because she has such an amazing testimony going on with her plants and some other things, you know, that are in her home, balancing the air and reducing the electromagnetic interference. You've had such great success in doing that. And, you know, Rod, I tell you, you're a great storyteller. So you have just, because of your compassion, maybe I need to call you Angel Rod, because you are really, really caring for your community, caring for the people around you, caring for the people that you serve, caring for the families that are around that beautiful lake. I did get the pictures of the lake, and I was totally jealous. I said, you know, there's something about living on lake water and living in a lake community that has just a calming property and like a healing property. And someone said, if you live near water, you get smarter. I don't know if that's true or not, but I will say that where you live in Canada is absolutely breathtaking.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it. And believe me, I wouldn't trade it to live in a city.
I know that's right.
I grew up in the city. I actually grew up in the hotel, so I had 4 cement walls, bombarded by EMFs for sure from the metal. But, you know, let me tell you one thing, Dr. A. Let's switch this to Mario, because he visited the big farm, Roulant.
Oh, wonderful! I got the biobalancers ready to come to you, Mario. I just did an audit of how many you need, so they're going to be coming forth in the mail to you. In fact, they're going out tomorrow.
Are you there, Mario? No, I guess he's not.
Yes, I am there. You're hearing me?
Yeah, now we are.
Are you hearing me good?
Yeah, great.
Okay, great, great. So I can stay on my speakerphone, eh?
Yeah, you're safe.
Yeah, so you were saying, Rod?
No, tell us about the farm, your recent visit.
Oh, yeah, recently I visited the house, and the harmony was still holding very good, Dr. E.
So the harmonics are still in?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, we replaced it at the beginning of March of last year, eh?
Okay.
So it's still holding good. It appears to me that the owner and the owners are happy with that. And, you know, like, we don't go into great extent. He doesn't say or hasn't observed any physical or, I would say, economical success with that, but there's so many tangents and so many different types of happenings that can change the numbers, you know, at the end of the column. So financially, he doesn't find it so far, or hasn't found that he actually is having less electricity to pay or whatever. But, you know, like, I cannot actually drive him to give me information that he cannot, eh? But anyway, he seems to be happy with that. I think his vet is also becoming more and more involved into this.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, you know, that was the vet's concern. He was saying what, you know, the major challenge that they had was keeping the cows contented, keeping them so that they were not hypersensitive to all of that electrical convergence that was in the milking center, because that center is massive. I would say, what do you say, maybe 100,000 square feet? It's as big as a hotel.
It's 100 meters by 300 meters.
And so how does that translate? Because I'm not very good in that. I'm not a construction person.
That would be 100. That's 600,000 square meter. Is that? Rod, you were in the number all your life.
No.
Anyway, it's big. You know, when you say it's 100 meters wide and 300 meters long, it's quite the barrack, eh?
It's a big.
Oh,
I know it.
It's big.
That's the largest robot I've ever seen. Robotics in that milking carousel that I've ever seen on the farm.
Yeah,
and
at one time, 12 minutes, 12 minutes, and 50 cows they're out of milk.
Yes, and what amazed me is after we harmonized it, bioharmonized it. You know, remember the cows were so resistant to getting on that big carousel. They were bucking, they were, you know, fighting. They were being aggressive. One of them backed out of line and actually hopped over the fence. And I've never seen a 2-ton cow hop 4 feet in the air out of the fence because it didn't want to engage that robot. And I was just amazed to see how when we put the harmonics on, that was one thing that impressed the farmer, that he saw how the cows began to be sensitized to the frequency. And remember, the electrician had put the frequency in his boots. He had put the 2x2s and the 1x1s in his shoes because he went up in that big electrical closet. And the cows were sensing that frequency. And as he was walking around in there, they were following him. They were following him, and they were making little gestures of kindness to him, loving him, because, you know, they were being very affectionate toward him. And as it progressed through the day, the cow's countenance, they just calmed down and calmed down until at the last milking. They were so uniform, getting in line, getting on that robot and getting off with such, uniformity that the farmer said, listen, if this technology can keep these cows discontent at the third milking of the day, we keep it on. We don't want to take it off. And I remember when he made that decision to say, yes, we're going to work with you. And can you believe, Mario, is it year number three? Are we going into year number three?
Yeah, it would be year number three.
Wow,
so,
time flies.
On the same line that you were saying, one thing I really observe as Jacques and LaDon were doing the setup there, we were right in the milking period, and as you were saying, the cows were resisting, or the cow were actually not so joyful, eh? But what I really, really observed, because I'm good at this, is when they were coming out of the carousel, after it had been harmonized, two things actually I noticed is in the office I was in, the light actually dim up a bit, enough to be noticeable, eh? And then I could see the cows being curious. Things that the behavior that they did not have before, they had more of a head down behavior, like something they were wearing some really heavy load on the back. Okay, so I was looking at that cow. I was in the office, remember, and I was looking at this cow trying to look into the office. You know, did you imagine?
Yes. It was almost as if they became humanized. These cows took on personality.
It is a really, really a good proof of the all of the sun in a matter of second. The non-ionized radiation was actually off their back.
Yes, and it was as almost as if when they became de-stressed. It was
right off the bat.
Yeah, if they could have shaken our hand to say thank you, those cows would have lifted their leg and given us a hoof. But as it was, came over to us.
Every time I go there, and last time I went about a couple of weeks ago, I could say that if I observed the cows in as a whole, I would say that every cow is having a well-being there. And I visited the four nursery for calves, and I would say that the calves were happy, the calves were clean, the calves were, it was not stinky in there. Everything was good, you know.
Well,
and I think the owner knows that, but he doesn't have to say it, to describe it, eh?
Well, yes, but you know, when initially it happened, because remember, when we went in there, we were all crying, our noses were running, our eyes were tearing because of the ammonia from the urine and the manure. And when we stepped in there, we turned that harmonics on, you know, that's the first thing he noticed. He said, wow, is this thing an air sanitizer? And I said, yes. It creates an energy wave that moves the air, and it dissipates smell really fast. And we've seen that also in hair salons. When the technology is put in hair salons, it dissipates that chemical smell really fast, so you don't smell all those perms and colors and everything combining together.
I think we augment the oxygen level when we do that, and then the oxygen level actually, it does the opposite than fermentation, but what actually the stink of the ammoniac is fermentation.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And we had a testimony come in this week of a family that their child has had a condition of sustained chronic fatigue. And they were having their house surveyed by one of our survey engineers to see if they wanted to get the house converted to a smart house. And so they have so much EMF radiation coming in through the windows because this is an executive home with big, huge palladium windows and the big, huge, giant windows in the bedrooms and in the family room and in the living room. I mean, this house has got a lot of windows. And I was just totally amazed. They said the air was really thick in there. You could cut it. And the husband was real resistant because he was an engineer, and he's like, oh, this is poppycock. It's not in my textbook. It's not in the literature. You know, I've never heard of it, blah, blah, blah. And so they were concerned. So the survey engineer said, listen, you know, this window is relaying so, and your son is really losing a lot of energy in the bedroom. And so what was so amazing was child actually looked very, very, very pale, like somebody that was in that had lost a lot of blood and was in shock. And the engineer, the survey person said to the child's mother, said, you know, have you had him evaluated for minerals and vitamins? And the mother said, yes. They said he's, you know, really low, and he's on vitamin and mineral therapy. To make a long story short, he said, I'm going to just leave you this cue one by one. I want to show you the power of what it will do to stop the window from lazing, and it will sanitize the air in this bedroom. And so they simply put a cue one by one on the window of that child's bedroom. And the next morning, the mother's mouth hung open when she saw the child. The child had difficulty breathing at night, would wake up in the middle of the night gasping for air, difficulty breathing, and the child had difficulty sleeping. The child was lifeless and just said he had no energy at 13. He had chronic fatigue syndrome. That child woke up with rosy cheeks, with this robust energy, and usually he just sits around in the house because he doesn't have much energy to go out and play, and he asked his mother if he could go down the street to play with a friend. And she was, like, dumbfounded. She couldn't even, she was like, wow. And he said to his father, Dad, I could breathe. I didn't have any problems breathing or sleeping last night. I feel good. I feel strong. That's when the father called up the survey engineer and said, listen, we're going to have to work out an arrangement, but I want to get our house done. And so this is the season of angels and miracles. And again, that's another miracle that Sue created because of the Morgan Lee protocol. And so I'm just so excited, Mario, that you have just been faithful to the farm, faithful collecting the data, faithful being an angel. We're going to name you Angel Mario. Faithful to this cause, you know, you and Rod and the Canadian team. I'm so excited about Jacques. You got to tell him I said Merry Christmas. And he's out of the hospital now, right?
Yep.
Yes, tell him I said Merry Christmas, and I'm so excited that he's so much stronger now. And his miracle that he got by putting the Q1 on that alpha filter, the power guard, and plugging it in the wall, it's just amazing what you gentlemen are creating. Go ahead.
Doctor, he wears two of them under the right foot, right heel, sorry, and one on top of the right foot.
Wow. Wow.
And he's been off morphine for a month and a half.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That is fabulous. That is fabulous. That is so fabulous. I think about him often. I pray for him often. And I'm so glad, you know, that we have become a family up there. And he's getting the results. And he's back home again. That's just, you know, another miracle. Another miracle. Because he shared his testimony. He had actually got burnt and used one of those flat batteries on his hand, and by the time he got to the emergency room, it didn't blister. And the doctor was totally dumbfounded that here he had, you know, a second degree, almost a third degree burn, and it was reddened, but it wasn't as red as it should be, but there was no blister. That in and of itself is a miracle. So listen, I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. It's been a fabulous time. Thank you for sharing hope on this call tonight. I want to just, you can unmute your phones and say good night, Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, Happy New Year. And we'll see everybody next week because we want to set the pace for going into the new year. We have some exciting news to share. Keep on being concerned about your neighbor, being concerned about your family, being concerned about your friends, and along the way, be concerned about the pets in your neighborhood. Thanks, everybody, for caring. Thank you for the support. And have a wonderful holiday with your family and friends. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you, Dr. Lally, Mario, Ron.
Yes. Best wishing to all of you.
Dr. A and Nathan, of course.
Yes, Nathan. Yes, good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Have a great holiday. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.